Support for The Sound of Science on WNIJ comes from listeners and from Ken Spears Construction.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM and...
You're listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
Today, we have a question from Lindsay, who asks, if the whole right-brained, left-brain thing is fact or fiction?
The human brain is anatomically separated into two hemispheres, and there's a popular belief that individuals who behave logically are mainly influenced by the left hemisphere of their brain. Those who are partial to creativity and emotion are driven by the right.
It is true that different functions and systems of the human body are governed by different halves of the brain. For example, the left limbs of your body are controlled by the right hemisphere of your brain. The movement of your right limbs is controlled by the left. This is seen in other parts of the body, so there is something to the idea that the different hemispheres are responsible for actions specific to their location.
The idea that our personalities govern the side of the brain we are most partial to likely began with the release of a novel in 1886.
Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde explores the idea that we all have good and evil aspects to our personality. Though a potion was used to pivot the main character between his two selves, the thought of personality governing the mind was born.
This is where the story ends, though. Research has shown that there is no evidence to truly support the notion of sightedness. A study conducted at the University of Utah used the brain scans of 1,000 participants where 7,000 data regions were observed. Neural activity was used to determine if age, gender, or personality influenced a preference of which hemisphere of the brain was most used. For now, the idea of sightedness and personality is just a myth.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.